Welcome to Feedback with Earbuds, a podcast recommendation podcast. I'm your host, Arielle Nissenblatt, and I'm the founder of Earbuds Podcast Collective. Earbuds is a weekly email newsletter that sends you a theme and five podcast episodes on that theme, and each week is curated by a different person. Anyone can curate a list. Learn more and subscribe to the newsletter at earbudspodcastcollective.org. Feedback with Earbuds brings you an interview between me and a podcast industry expert. Then we share our podcast recommendations of the week. So let's get into this week's episode. We are grateful for this week's Earbuds title sponsor, the Springfield 3. To make one person disappear is difficult. To make three people disappear is nearly impossible. The Springfield 3 is a thrilling investigative true crime podcast about three women who forever changed a small Missouri town and the people in it. Join journalist and host Anne Roderick Jones as she travels back to her hometown in the Ozarks to unravel the story of the Springfield 3. You can listen to the Springfield 3 wherever you get your podcasts. This week at Earbuds, we are also supported by the podcast For a Better World. For a Better World is a podcast about fair trade and the farmer and worker-led movements fighting for equitable food and farming systems. Each season looks at an everyday item, from chocolate to t-shirts, and examines the hidden environmental and social costs. You can listen to For a Better World wherever you listen to podcasts. What's up, Feedback with Earbuds? Glad you made it for another episode of the show. I have a really fun and very packed episode for you today, but before we get to it, I want to test something out. If you follow me on Twitter, you're probably aware that I share podcast marketing and production tips a lot. One of the most frequently asked questions that I receive in my DMs is, how do I increase my engagement? These DMs will usually say, I know that a lot of people are listening to my show, but how can I convince them that I actually want to hear from them? I'm not just saying, reach out to me, let me know what you think of the show. I really want to know what they think of the show. And that's a great question. And it's one that I wonder a lot about too. Even though you sitting in your car or going for a walk are listening to Feedback with Earbuds right now, I wonder about who you are and what you're doing as you're listening to the show. So I want to test something out. If you're listening to this and you're hearing this right now, let's test out some user engagement theories that I have. Send me a DM on Twitter. I'm at Ari this and that with your favorite ice cream flavor. That'll let me know that you're checked into what I'm saying. You're not just listening, but you are responding to a question that I've put forth. Then I can report back my findings to the podcast marketing Twitter crowd. My theory is give your listeners a specific ask. Tell them what it is that you want to hear from them. And then let them know how their contribution is going to pay off. Maybe not literally pay off, but what will the outcome of it be? Awesome. Thank you for trying that out with me. Remember, DM me your favorite ice cream flavor. Maybe we'll even set up an ice cream party at some point in the future. Who knows? Okay. Like I said, packed episode for you today. We have an interview and a trailer and podcast recommendations, of course. As someone who's been running a podcast recommendation newsletter for nearly 5 years, I don't say this enough. We are so lucky that podcasts are free for the most part. I've been able to recommend more than 1,200 individual podcast episodes over the past 5 years. That is so many hours of free entertainment. All this is to say, A, wow, we are really lucky. And B, if you love a show and they ask you to support them and you're able to, that's an awfully nice thing to do. That was just a little aside that I've been thinking about this week. So today, I speak with Josh, who is the host of one of my favorite podcasts. It's called Obscure History. He is the curator of this week's Earbuds theme, which is podcasts about the past. We discuss how he got into telling stories through audio, how he taught himself to write history for audio, and we also get into his podcast picks. A bit more about Josh from his bio, with the caveat that he told me that he does not like writing about himself. He says, in addition to producing Obscure History, I enjoy indie rock, literary fiction, vintage radio dramas, and many other hobbies which make me both insufferable and cliché. Josh is a proud Oregon State University alum and has spent most of his life in the Beaver State. After my chat with Josh, I've got a trailer for you. We'll hear from longtime friend of Earbuds, Mila Atmos. She just released the 16th season of her podcast, Future Hindsight. Then, of course, we've got our podcast spotlight and some more podcast-related goodness. Then we'll close it out. Okay, Josh interview time. I started listening to Josh's podcast, Obscure History, I want to say a year or so ago. I then found Josh on Twitter and started tagging him in posts about how much I love the show. And now we're friends. And today he's on the show and he curated a list for us. So let's hit the tape. Josh, welcome to Feedback with Earbuds. How are you today?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm swell and excited to have you here to talk all about the past.
Awesome.
You are a podcaster. You have a podcast that started out as being called All the People You Should Know, and it has shifted to Obscure History. So tell us about that shift.
So All the People You Should Know was a fun concept, but I eventually just kind of felt limited by it. And I'm kind of a weirdly shame-based person, and I wasn't proud of a lot of those episodes. And so I didn't want to lose my audience, but I felt like I needed a clean start just for my own sanity. So it was originally about people that are obscure, and now it's just kind of about everything that's obscure.
Good way to be. And the episodes are always hooky. The titles are always like, wow, I never heard about that. I gotta listen.
You know, and it's not like, it's probably not on purpose. Like, I'm not great at title writing, and my show notes are usually empty because, like, I just don't get it and I'm really bad at it. But just the concept itself lends to that kind of attitude, you know, because there's so much history and we only ever really talk about, like, the big events. But I mean, even if you just think about, like, you know, if you're watching this from some little town in the middle of nowhere, think about all of the, like, weird town history that you have that you could dig into that would probably be really interesting if somebody was actually doing the research and writing about it.
Totally. Tell me about how you got started researching history. Where did this interest come from?
That's a good question. So I was going to school and decided that I wanted to get into education, but I realized that I don't like little kids, really. I mean, I like my own. But if a, like, 7-year-old that's not mine accidentally calls me dad, I might, you know, retire on the spot. So in Oregon, where I live, if you're going to teach secondary, kind of the current approach is to get a degree in your subject area. And so I wanted to teach social studies. So I got a degree in history. But as I was studying it in school, you know, a lot of work when you're getting a history degree is just like research for hours, write for hours, research for hours, write for more hours. Like, it's just kind of this endless loop, which is fun. I enjoy writing. You know, that's what got me into podcasting in the first place. But like I said, it's just was all about the big stuff, you know, like aside from a couple of pretty niche classes that I took at the university I went to, like most of it was like, here's 10 weeks about the American Revolution and all of the stuff that you already kind of vaguely know about. And so I realized that I really enjoyed studying history and writing about it, but I wanted an outlet that was a little bit more creative than just school.
And what first brought you to the podcast space, or when did that idea come about?
So I have a draft of an episode of a podcast that I did like 2 years before I actually started All the People You Should Know. I've always just kind of been into podcasts since, I don't know, I guess since podcasts started becoming a thing that people knew about. I know that they were a thing like a long time ago, but I'd say probably like 2018 is when I started getting into them personally. I'm a musician, but I'm really bad at writing and recording music, but I had a lot of the equipment to do that. And I love writing, but I don't really like blogging or anything like that. So it was just kind of this natural sort of melding of two interests that I already had, but kind of wasn't great at. And it just seems like I gave it a try. I produced a really bad episode that I never released to the public. And then like 2 years later, I was like, you know what? I've listened to enough podcasts and I have more experience as a researcher and a writer. I bet I could probably do something that's better.
Love that. So Obscure History is one of my favorite podcasts. I am very excited that you are this week's Earbuds curator, because I also just love, in general, podcasts about history. So I'm excited for folks to receive this week's newsletter and to dive into your podcast picks. So why don't we do the same? I will go through your podcast picks and ask you to tell me a little bit about each one. How does that sound?
That sounds great. Thank you so much, by the way. I love that you, I love that you listen. You're like the best.
Oh, I appreciate that. So the first episode that you chose for this week's theme, which is called Podcasts About the Past, is from your podcast, Obscure History, and it's called The Worst Olympic Event of All Time. And I love this episode. What's it about?
It's about the worst Olympic event of all time. It was a marathon that was run at the 1904 Olympic Games. It was poorly organized by a guy that really had no business organizing Olympic events. It was run in the middle of like this scorching southern heat in the United States. on this like dusty dirt trail, and people were like, one guy almost died because he inhaled so much dust while he was trying to run. It was just like a complete catastrophe. The person that won actually was carried across the line by their trainers, which seems illegal, but like, I guess nobody else was going to finish. So it's just total catastrophe. And it's kind of fun, you know, because nobody actually died. So we can like enjoy that catastrophe without feeling like horrible people. But it's just, it was a fun story to research. And there was a lot of really interesting sort of ancillary characters. The guy that organized it was interesting. He was kind of like a big corporate figure at, you know, different sporting good companies that just kind of randomly found his way into the role. There was a runner from Cuba who was like a mailman, but he delivered all of his mail on foot. So he like ran all across Cuba, just like all the time. For his job. He somehow found his way into the Olympics. So it was awesome. It was just like a blend of very strange events. And I'm just grateful that nobody died because I can laugh about it without feeling guilt.
Yeah. And there's all these weird instances of early sports medicine attempts. Like one of the trainers was feeding their runner ricin. Is that right?
Yeah. The guy that ended up finishing, his trainers brought him strychnine. And wine.
Strychnine. And so, what is ricin?
It's like rat poison. They gave him basically small doses of rat poison and then washed it down with wine because for some reason they just thought that that was going to be the magic elixir to get their runner across the finish line.
He did win.
Yeah, he was carried. He also almost died from his trainer's weird medicine, but it's just a super fun story. Some of the stories that I cover are not super fun. A lot of history is just kind of a tapestry of human woes. But this one is a pretty fun story.
So that was the first episode. The next episode that you chose is from the podcast, The Unusual History of Everything. And it's called Wedding Spiders and Other Good Luck Bugs.
Yeah. Okay. So this show is really interesting. And it is kind of thematically similar to my show in that they cover the history of random stuff that's pretty much obscure, like good luck wedding spiders. The hosts are really engaging and the episodes are well researched. Like my show's pretty serious. I'm the only host, so there's not anybody to like riff with or make jokes with. So my scripts are are usually pretty dramatic and serious. But their show has a lot of levity, and it's also like it strikes that nice balance of being educational but also entertaining. So super good episode.
So give us a tease. What is a wedding spider?
From my memory, but I'm pretty sure that it was like that you would get like a jewelry spider, like a brooch or something in Poland. It's like a good luck charm or something. The episode goes around different cultures and highlights like bugs that mean good luck.
Huh.
How in the Disney cartoon version of Mulan, there's like the good luck cricket at the beginning. So they go through stories like that of different cultures. And I'm pretty sure that the spider was like a Polish wedding custom.
Good to know.
Yeah.
The next episode comes from the podcast One Mic Black History and is called The History of Juneteenth. Tell us about that one.
Yeah. Okay. So One Mic is really well produced. It's really well written. I just featured their show on like a pre-roll for one of my episodes. The episodes are like concise, but they're not too short. They're full of really good information and they are written from a really authentic perspective. Sometimes I have a hard time writing history or even listening to history podcasts that I know are made. I don't know how to say it delicately, right? But like if I wrote an episode about Juneteenth, obviously I have a different perspective, you know, than a lot of other people would approach the subject with.
You're right? A white guy.
Yeah, I'm a cis white guy, like super boring. I've had all the privilege in the world. Like my perspective on something like Juneteenth is going to be pretty clinical and sterile, you know, just as a product of my experience. But One Mic is hosted by a really engaging host, and the writing is great, and the information is super good. And it's all tied into this really concise package, right? There's not a lot of frills, gets right to the point, gets the information in there.
The next episode you chose is from the podcast, the Black History Buff Podcast, and it's called The Shameful Phenomenon of Sundown Towns.
Yes. Oh my gosh. Okay. So this episode and this show is awesome. It's like all the things that I wish my show could be, but like I just don't have the right kind of ingredients, you know? this episode begins with this really, really genuine personal recollection, right, of experiencing prejudice. And the episode is beautifully written. The sound quality is amazing. There's a lot of like soundscape stuff that's done, which I hesitate to do because I don't know that I've got the right sensibilities for it. Like, I feel like I would either overdo it or underdo it and it would be weird. But this episode is really immersive. There's like the sound effects and sort of the ambiance is done like perfectly. It's really immersive. I couldn't recommend this episode highly enough. This podcast in general, Black History Buff, is super good. But I remember this episode being like an absolute standout.
Next up and last episode of the week is from the podcast Assorted Goods, and the episode is called The Tulsa Massacre, Part 1.
Yeah, so Assorted Goods is one of my favorite podcasts, especially in the indie podcast space. It really kind of bums me out a lot of the time that it doesn't have more traction than it does, because I really think that it's a high-quality show, honestly. It feels like an NPR show a lot of the time. Like when I'm listening to it, I feel like I'm listening to something from a big network. Dan does a great job of researching and writing. He has a background in journalism, actually. So you can tell that his research is really deep and that he's crafted his episodes with a lot of consideration. Actually, since I've curated this list, he produced a show that I think I might like even better than this episode. And this episode was great. It's a two-part series, I believe. But he released an episode on the history of lawn care, which sounds like it's the driest thing that you've ever heard. But it is so interesting. I love it. I think he does such a good job.
Love it. Well, I can't wait to check out these podcast recommendations. I love history podcasts. I hope other folks do too. What is coming up for you with Obscure History in the next few weeks? What can we expect?
You know, I've been on an Oregon history kick, so I'm trying to get out of Oregon, but it's really hard. You know, I don't know. I actually weirdly choose my topics probably Wednesday or Thursday of the weekend that I'm going to research and write, because I've got so many other things going on in my real life. It makes it kind of hard to plan super far in advance for my show. But Thursday Footnotes is something that I just started. It's a companion episode to my main episode, which has been really fun. I missed the last one because I didn't really think through the whole two-part episode.
And it was your birthday.
Yeah, one was my birthday, so I took that off. And then I realized I did a part one episode. And then in the Thursday footnotes, all the stuff that I was going to talk about was the stuff that was going to be in the second episode. So I thought, oh, I can't really do that. But Thursday footnotes will be back this week. I'm kind of playing with that formula a little bit. You gave me a lot of great ideas for my main show, and I've kind of been testing them out on Thursday footnotes first, just to make sure that I can do them all right, because I'd hate to mess with the formula of my regular show and then realize that I'm maybe don't have the right ideas. But I don't know. It's going to be a surprise. You know, for themes, I don't really have anything specific planned. Christmas is coming up, so there'll be a couple of obscure Christmas episodes. I would love to do a spooky history podcast, but there's a lot of those that are probably way better than mine would ever be. So I'll let them have that space.
All right. Well, Josh, thank you so much for joining me on Feedback with Earbuds.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you for having me. I appreciate you so much.
Big thank you to Josh for curating this week's Earbuds list and for joining me in the virtual Earbuds studio powered by Squadcast. Squadcast is a remote recording studio that helps podcasters record studio quality audio and video from wherever with anyone. If you want to test it out, we'll have a link to the 7-day free trial in the show notes of this episode. I am Squadcast community manager, so if you love it, let me know. We'll link to all of Josh's podcast picks in the show notes of this episode. And as always, you can find our newsletter also with links at earbudspodcastcollective.org. Do you want to curate a list? We would love that. Anyone can do so. And when you curate a list, you can include one of your own episodes. Learn more at our website. Next up, it is time for a moment of civic engagement from Mila Atmos.
Hey, Earbuds listeners. Mila Atmos here, the host of Future Hindsight, a weekly podcast that takes big ideas about civic life and democracy and turns them into action items for you and me. Our 16th season, out now, is all about the social contract, from its history to the present state and the future. You're about to hear the trailer for it. Tune in and subscribe to Future Hindsight wherever you listen to podcasts. This is our 16th season of the show, and we're excited to share a season all about something that we most often hear about in terms of its brokenness, the social contract. Big questions about how we live together, what we owe each other, what we can ask of governments, questions about the obligations of power, and how we can repair what's broken, renegotiate what never worked, or what's not working anymore. I'm hoping to learn in what way looking at our issues today through the lens of social contract, how that lens can give us a pathway towards the future, you know, a pathway that leads to a better future, a future that's more fair, somehow more just and equitable. We're going to follow the history of thinking about social contracts.
We can't preserve ourselves individually without creating a collective capacity to act.
And talk with change makers with bold ideas about what a new social contract might look like.
I mean, a really radical idea would be to weight people's votes by how much life they have left. If I'm young, my vote should count more in this society than someone who's old.
We're going to dig deep with experts on climate and public health and labor to think about new social contracts for today's world.
It's going to sound dark, but I don't think that the social contract can survive if we don't have a shared view of reality. That's why the stakes are so high.
And always, we'll be asking how everyday people can engage with this, what tools we can use for civic action. Future Hindsight is a podcast that takes big ideas about civic life and democracy and turns them into action items for you and me. I'm Mila Atmos. We're hoping you'll join us to get engaged and to stay engaged. You can find us wherever you listen to podcasts. Future Hindsight's new season begins on October 21st.
Make sure to tune into Future Hindsight. Mila has been a friend of Earbuds Podcast Collective for at least the past 3 years, and we're super grateful for her. It is spotlight time at Feedback with Earbuds. In addition to our weekly 5 podcast picks, we also like to spotlight a podcast at the bottom of our newsletter. The idea is that if you have no interest in this week's theme, you can still check out the Spotlit podcast for some more audio content. Podcasters, if you want your podcast spotlit in the newsletter and on the homepage of our website, we have an application link in the show notes of this episode. So this week, with the help of PodSpike, we are spotlighting the podcast Defense Diaries. The Defense Diaries is an original true crime podcast hosted by criminal defense attorney Bob Mota. Enter the twisted mind of serial killer John Wayne Gacy through the use of 15 hours of never-before-heard pre-trial interviews with Gacy and his attorneys as they prepare for the trial of a century. You can find The Defense Diaries wherever you get your podcasts. A few quick ads and opportunities before we close it out. First up, I mentioned last week about 2 podcast courses that I'm teaching in the next few months. The first is a longer course that is being rescheduled to January, so I'm going to hold off on telling you more about that one for a bit, but I am hosting a teaser 1-hour class with my co-teacher, Sashwat Sahu, next Friday, November 19th. Details will be linked in the show notes. The second class I'm teaching is still on. It's a one-time 3-hour class through the Montana Media Lab, and it's about podcast marketing. It's on December 2nd from 7 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time. I'll have a link to register for it in the show notes, and you'll learn about things like promo swaps, swapping based on impressions, how to pitch to newsletters, and other things like that. And last, a shout out to Lauren Passell's podcast, The Newsletter. This week, she recommends Here Lies Me. Lauren writes, "A while ago, Hillary Frank asked her fans to send her anecdotes from their awkward middle school experiences. She wanted to weave real stories into her new scripted show, Here Lies Me, which is about teens, but it feels like it was made for adults too." That's it for this week. Another huge thank you to our title sponsor, the Springfield 3 podcast. We really appreciate your support, and we cannot wait to check out the show. Thank you so much for tuning in, Earbuds. We'll be back next week. Feedback with Earbuds is written by Maya Rubin and Ariel Nissenblatt. It's mixed and designed by Daniel Turek, the best in the game. Learn more about Daniel at his website, robotslap.com. The Earbuds Podcast Collective newsletter is edited by Abby Kleonsky. You can find us all over social media. We're on Instagram at Earbuds Podcast Collective. We're on Facebook at Earbuds Podcast Collective. We're on Twitter at Earbuds Podcall. And we're on TikTok at Earbuds Podcasting. Until next week, stay safe and happy listening.